Power of Setting Standards, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. I was thinking the other day as I was setting my cruise control that maybe the earliest example of cruise control is in Daniel 1:8. Cruise control in your car sets the top speed that your car is going to go, and it goes consistently at that speed down the road, and it helps you not get tickets, which helps your insurance not go up. So cruise control is important to avoid infractions with the law and to avoid paying a personal cost. Daniel set a standard in his life, and that standard was something that would go throughout his life. He made a decision about what he was going to do and wasn't going to do before he got into the situation. That is so important if you're going to be a Christian in these last days where temptation runs rampant. You need to be able to set your standards at a safe place before you get into the situation. Because listen, if Satan can talk a third of the angels out of heaven, he can talk you out of doing the right thing. He can talk you into sin and talk you into hell. So that means you've got to be careful about the choices that you make, which means you've got to decide beforehand, before you face the temptation, what you will and will not do, and base those standards on the biblical injunctions that are there. So we become very familiar with the Bible. We allow that truth to set the limits in our life so that we stay away from things that are destructive, sinful, wicked, wrong, whatever term you want to put on it. But we have to stay away from that. It will wreck us. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you've never thought through situations that you're going to come up against, you need to do that. And you need to say, what would I do if... And you put out a scenario. What do you do if you're married and somebody starts flirting with you? What do you do if you're struggling with alcohol and somebody offers you a beer? What do you do if somebody comes up and offers you drugs? What do you do if you're faced with a situation where lust is prevalent? I mean, make a decision in advance so that when you get to this situation, you don't engage in a little a chat with Satan, because Satan is very good at convincing people to do wrong things. So you make your decision first, you set your cruise control so that you don't violate God's agenda for your life, and so that you His word for your life, and you don't also pay a high price for disobeying. Mighty Father God, I pray that you'd be with those under the sound of my voice. Help us to be as wise as Daniel and to set our standards in advance so that we place proper parameters around our life, that we might live in a way that's pleasing to you. Not because of any kind of works. God, we know that we can't earn our salvation. It's a free gift from you. But God, as believers, as children of God, we certainly should have a lifestyle that's pleasing to our Father in heaven. Help us, God, to live pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a